CliffCentral.com.
All right, so let's talk about aspiring to things. We're going to meet a Norwegian entrepreneur and public speaker, and her name is Linnea Kempe. Is that correct? Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Linnea, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Cool. What are you doing here in South Africa?
I'm here for speaking and coaching, and I'm doing a lot of investments in South Africa as well.
Oh, very good. You're one of those brave people who's investing.
Yeah.
Because it's the environment at the moment is a little bit all over the place.
Yeah.
But there is opportunity, right?
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I did get it right. You're Norwegian, because somewhere else someone was telling me you were Swedish.
And I am Swedish.
It's Swedish, you see?
Oh.
I knew there was something going on there. So, Linnea, you're from Sweden, and you're in South Africa. You're a life coach, am I right?
Yeah, I'm a life coach, business coach.
Okay.
Both.
All right, very good. So are you going to be speaking at any particular events that we need to know about?
I spoke yesterday.
Yes.
At the women's event.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing here this week. Otherwise, I'm having a lot of media assignments, actually.
So tell me about Women's Day, first of all. Do you think that this is an important thing, that we have a Women's Day in South Africa?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because a lot of women here lack confidence. And to get together on days like yesterday is very good for them to empower each other and actually raise one another or embrace one another. It's very important.
So what did you tell the women that you spoke to yesterday about confidence and about being able to help each other and empower each other and all the rest?
I talked a lot about mindset, about that's a skill that you need to work on your mindset all the time. And to get confidence, that's something you need to practice. Just like you want to be a soccer, like a pro, you need to work on your mindset all the time. And a lot of people, they don't do that. Which is a very shame. So they need to start working on their mindset much more to get confidence. And when they get confidence, they can go out and do the things. It's a lot about the belief system. Mm-hmm. If you start believing in yourself, then it's much easier to accomplish things.
Now, obviously, for a lot of people, mostly women, but also some men, their circumstances that they grow up in, maybe they don't have a huge amount of resource material, maybe they don't get the family support that they might have.
Mm.
There are lots of reasons why a lot of people don't succeed.
Mm.
But if you are right about mindset, there are ways to overcome that, right?
Yeah.
So how do you instruct people in taking those first steps towards empowerment?
First of all, it's about just thinking about the small things. A lot of people intend to they think very big, which I encourage them to do, but you can't take the bigger steps right away. It's all about taking the smaller steps. I don't know if you heard about the compound effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about getting momentum by doing all the smaller things during a longer time. Because a lot of people ask me, how can you be where you are at a young age? And I just said, I always did the smaller things every single day. That's what got me to where I am today.
Do you have a lot of people who you talk to and you coach one-on-one?
I do a few, yeah.
Okay, and is that the kind of thing that you prefer, or do you prefer talking to a group of people?
A group of people.
Then you can affect more lives,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me about your day-to-day job. I mean, what does it involve? You fly around the world and you share a stage with people like Tony Robbins and Robert Kiyosaki and George Ross.
Casually?
I mean, that's not a bad job. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah. But that's not what I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the background, I'm the entrepreneur and the investor. So I do a lot of business meetings, trying to get my main focus is actually event management and funding management. But other than that, so it's a lot of meetings, a lot of Skype meetings since I'm all over the world. Other than that, I try to do a lot of speaking engagements every week. And now it's just about getting my name out there.
You talk about meetings. Do you know within the first 5 seconds of a meeting whether it's going to be a waste of time or not?
Yeah.
Can you help me to figure out whether or not I'm wasting my time? Because I sometimes go into a meeting and I go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I get a feeling this is going to be a waste of time.
And it's all about reading people.
Yeah, so how do you get out of that quickly?
First of all, you have a problem with this, with meeting people and...
I don't love meetings.
No?
No.
You can read by their body language.
Yeah.
And also what you just said, you get a feeling.
Yeah.
It's very important to listen to that feeling. It's a lot about energies.
So do you try to get out quickly or do you spend an hour with that person talking crap?
I can spend maybe not the whole hour, but I still spend that amount of time that it's still... that I can leave in a proper way.
So you don't want to be rude.
No.
You don't want to chase them out and say, look, this is a total waste of my time. I would rather be playing.
Because you never know in the future. So never like be, you should always be friends with people. I always said you can never unfriend someone that you met.
That's a good point. Although
especially now these days when there's social media, you either see them or you hear about them somewhere.
Do you think social media has made your job, let's talk about just the life coaching part of it, do you think it's made it easier or harder?
Easier.
Tell me why.
Because I get my voice out, to my message out to many more people on social media. Social media is the future. If you haven't figured that out yet, you need to be on social media.
And of course, they can get hold of you very easily.
Yeah.
So how much communication do you get done in a day? I mean, there must be just hundreds of messages, and must be people always asking for your advice on the tiniest little things and the big things too.
And that's the bad side of it, that I don't have the time to answer all the messages that I get. So now I'm actually looking at getting a VA, a virtual assistant, someone that can help me, that speak the same language as me, just to get the first engagements, and then when they come to the next step, they can talk to me.
So tell me, you spend most of your time traveling around the world, but are you based in Sweden still? Do you have? Is that where home is?
Yeah.
So
you know, I see my home in a bag.
In other words, you spend a lot of time in hotels and Airbnbs and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So what were the essential things that you have to carry around with you?
You can
buy clothes if you leave clothes.
Yeah.
What do you really, really need? You don't want to travel with 17,000 cases.
No, I don't. Because I was a backpacker for 3 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was used to just having a backpack, traveling all around the world with a minimum amount of money, meeting people. So it's still there in my mindset these days. So I don't need that many things.
That gives me so much anxiety, because I'm like, you never know what you might need, and what if you aren't dressed for the occasion, and no, you need like minimum.
But then you'll find a solution for it. That's the mindset as well. I've always had that, you know what, if something pops up, a problem, it's like, okay, here's a problem, how can I solve it? That's always the mindset, because we will always run into problems every single day. So if you're like trying to find a way to not run into problems, it's never going to happen.
Tell me about Sweden. Beautiful
Sweden?
Country.
I mean, it's like heaven, you know.
All right. So now tell me what it's really like. I mean, especially from the point of view of someone who lives there, not a tourist.
No. It is a very good country. I had a very good childhood because we have everything in Sweden that we need, except the weather, which is just a bad side of it. But other than that, we have everything. So instead, in Sweden, the mindset is different, where we actually have it so good that we try to almost find problems, which makes us get stuck in those smaller problems that doesn't even matter.
In other words, the average Swede grows up with most of the things they need.
Yeah.
It seems that there is an abundance of kind of social programs and job opportunities and places where people can challenge themselves and do interesting things. Our problems here seem so insurmountable by comparison. I mean, when you look at South Africa, we've got huge unemployment. Mm. We've got masses of people who live in poverty. Mm. Does it feel like a different universe to Sweden?
In one way, yeah. But then it's also about what you see. Because when you come here, and with my mindset that I have, I see so many opportunities here in South Africa. But when I meet a lot of South African people, they don't see it.
Yeah.
So it's a mindset. What are you looking at? Are you just looking at the bad news and what media is publishing all day long about all the negative things that is happening here? Well, that's the thing that you're going to focus on, and you will see even more of those bad things. But you start looking at what kind of opportunities is it here. You will start seeing, you will be imagined about, or you will be surprised how many things there is that you can do. And especially when you have social media and online. You can do so many things online.
Do you invest in very particular things, or do you invest based on any idea that comes to you that's good?
No, it's my main, in our investment group, we're always looking at ways where we can do a win-win-win. Mm-hmm. And we're always looking at how can we help other people. So the thing that we're doing needs to get other people to grow in one way or another.
Well, that makes economic sense.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest companies in the world are solving people's problems.
Yeah.
So if you can help other people, they'll be willing to pay you for that service.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff have you invested in before that you could tell us about?
We did in Sweden. Now we just bought a company with the production. So we're doing to help people that want to get into business, but they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So we can help them earn their first money by doing an audiobook or a web course. So we have the system already, and wow. They can just plug in, and we can help them sell it and market it, and they can start earning passive income.
And you have worked with all of those famous people I mentioned earlier, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, those sort of people. I mean, you shared the stage with them, certainly.
Yeah.
Are these guys just inspiring to you, or are they competition to you?
First, they are my inspiration. Those people are the one that I was looking up to. And then suddenly, like, wow, now I'm on the same stage as them. Am I a competition or not? But I don't try to see it like that. I always try to see how can we collaborate, because we have the same message to the world. Why should we compete? It's just nonsense, in my opinion.
You actually got the best newcomer award as a global mega speaker on Top One Coaching gave you that award.
Yeah,
is that right? It's one of the largest coaching companies in the world. So that's quite an honor.
Yeah.
How many people do you think you've spoken to in the last few years?
Oh, it's so hard to say.
Hundreds of thousands?
No, I think I don't know.
Tens of thousands, at least.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Well, I hope South Africans are friendly. I hope that they've enjoyed what you've already done and that you're going to continue to do. How long are you still here for?
Until Monday morning.
Okay. Yeah. So you got a bit of time.
Yeah, I do.
Are you going to be doing something fun, or are you just going to be working?
Working.
Working the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? For me, this is a lifestyle. So this, I'm living my dream, which is also a controversial thing to say, even in Sweden, that, you know what, I'm living my dream.
Why is it controversial?
Because you're not allowed to do that, you know? You're not allowed to, in your age, you have to have worked for a certain amount of years before you can actually
go out. Yes, why aren't you in a factory putting things in cans is what people want you to do, right? They try to force you into what their reality is.
But I'm questioning that instead. It's like, why aren't you living now? Because the only thing we know is that we're born, and then we're going to die. And in between, it's all up to you. So why just not make the best out of it?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Hey.
Sia, you agree with that?
Hey, I'm down for that, but I'm just not. I'm down for some relaxing as well sometimes.
Please, you know? Sia's planned the whole weekend to do nothing. All right, very good.
With a glass of wine in my hand.
Linnea, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for coming in to see us. I'm sorry I called you Norwegian when you're Swedish.
I should have known
better. But they confused me by using both. And best of luck to you. And if we want to find out more, where can we find out about you, and where can we start talking to you? You said social media.
Yeah. I'm on Facebook, Linnea Kempe Official. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Linnea Kempe. Snapchat, Linnea Kempe.
By the way, that's LINNEA, and the surname is KEMPE.
Yep.
Very good.
Good.
Very nice to meet you.
Thanks
for popping by. We'll hopefully see you again soon. Sure. Come by and visit us again. Do you like South Africa so far?
Yeah, I love it.
Fun people, right?
I'm actually looking at to be here like 3 to 6 months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See,
there's so many opportunities here. So if you don't see them, come ask me and I'll help you.
No, I believe you. I think there are opportunities. You know, we just get caught up like everybody else.
Yeah.
You start thinking that your problems in South Africa are the only problems in the world. And you start going into the negatives that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And obviously media plays a huge role in that too, right?
Yeah.
We shouldn't let that get us down.
No.
There's lots of good stuff going on.
There is.
All right. CliffCentral.com.